On the table in front of me is an uneaten croissant. The second of the two that I bought, because the first one was so filling I haven't got the energy to consume the second. There's a couple of pieces of a baguette. By the way, when you buy a baguette at 7 in the evening in France, it's hard as a rock first thing in the morning, so you have to buy a new one. There's a bit of the baguette has got a banana on it, and I've got a slice of lemon. Well, a third of a lemon here, and I'm squeezing it on, and a whole load of banana peel. And I've got some coffee here that has been watered down because the French coffee is really, really strong. So that's it, sitting here in the sun as it turns 10 o'clock. And it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Now, it's going to get horrific. It's going to get really, really hot. But there is a lovely cooling breeze blowing in from the sea. And that's it. We have a tree outside our mobile home. And last night there was high drama, and the drama may start again today, but the high drama was caused when an enormous insect, and I'm really talking about something that looked like it had a span of about 4 inches and in each direction, crawled up this tree. And it was real David Attenborough stuff, because I'll have to show you a photograph of it. But anyway, it crawled up the tree, and there were two other similar creatures, you know, 15 feet up the tree. And then they all got together, and it wasn't clear whether it was a war or a mating ritual. And for about 5 minutes, I watched this with total attention. So somewhere up that tree that's casting shade over here is an ecosystem that's that my wife ran a mile from. So yeah, this is the life, I have to say. This is the life.